Welcome back, my LLs, to another episode of the Lubari Real Estate Podcast, where we talk about real estate and luxuries that it can buy us. I'm your host, Jason Lubari Oates, the owner and CEO, and today our topic is going to be back of the napkin underwriting. So let's get started. I got my coffee and I'm ready to go. So back of the napkin underwriting is just a simple method of determining an apartment community's value and purchase price. It's very simple. Now, there are going to be a few pieces of information that you're going to need to make this work. All right? And this can all be done on the back of a napkin. That's what makes it so great. And if it doesn't make sense on the back of a napkin, then it's probably not worth doing in the first place. So, some of the information that you're going to need is the number of units, the market rents, the occupancy rate, and the market cap rate. Everything else you can just fill in and under and estimate, you know? And it's best to be very conservative when doing this, because if you're more conservative and it still makes sense, then you're good to go. That's just a safe way to be. If you use the actuals, then you're being more realistic and you're finding out how much that property is actually making, how much is actually valued at. But if you're conservative, then you still have some room to work with in case those actuals don't work out. Okay, so for the purpose of keeping things simple, we're just going to use simple numbers, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Okay, so let's say that we have an apartment building with 100 units. The market rents are $1,200 a month average. And the occupancy rate is 95%. The expenses are 50%. And the market cap rate is at a 5%. So here's how we're going to do this. And I have my calculator right here with me. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the number of units. So that's going to be 100 times the market rents, 1,200 times 12 months, so times 12, and then we're going to multiply that by 0.95 for the occupancy rate of 95%. All right, and that number that we're going to get is $1,368,000. Okay, from there, what we're going to do is we're going to assume that this property makes 5% other income. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take that $1,368,000 and we're going to multiply that by 0.05. Boom. So that's going to give us $68,400. All right, so now what we're going to do is we're going to take that and add it to the $1,368,000, which gives us now a total of $1,436,400. Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to subtract the expenses. So let's just assume that this property is operating at 50% expenses. So now we just divide that by 2. All right, so now we have $718,200. And that number is our net operating income. Okay, so now that we know our NOI, all we have to do now is divide that by our market cap rate. So now we're going to take $718,200 and we're going to divide that by 0.05. And that is going to give us $14,036,300. $14,364,000. And that is our purchase price. So this is back of the napkin underwriting. It can be done very quickly, and all you need is a few pieces of information. Other things that you can fill in, and the best thing about it is, if these numbers don't work, you can always replace them. But the most important things that you need in order to have a more accurate underwriting is the number of units, the rents, the occupancy rate. Everything else, that can be moved around a bit, but those numbers cannot change because that is very pertinent to the property. If those numbers change, then you're probably looking at a different property. But anyway, yes, back of the napkin is very simple and very easy. And you can do this over and over again, changing the numbers, such as the market cap rate, the expenses, and the other income the property makes. Those numbers are very interchangeable. So you can change those and come up with different situations in case your specific scenario doesn't work out. Or you just want multiple different scenarios, so that way you can come up with different offers. But, you know, you can just have fun with it. Underwriting is probably the most important thing that you're going to do, because if you don't underwrite a deal, then how are you going to know if that deal is worth buying? So underwrite. And when you're done underwriting, underwrite some more. Now, the thing about back of the napkin underwriting is it's the first step in underwriting. So it's just a quick method of determining if this property is worth purchasing or taking a deeper look at. So if you gather all these numbers, do your back of the napkin underwriting, and it makes sense, and you feel like it's a good buy, then you can go into a deeper underwriting. And then that way you can go ahead and try to find the actual numbers that this property is producing. Like, go ahead, get the offering memorandum, get the T12, and get the financial statements, the rent rolls, and then take a deep dive into those numbers and use those numbers to paint a picture of how this property is actually performing. Now, I'm going to go into all those details on another podcast. This one is meant to be, you know, quick, short, simple, and get you guys into the flow of underwriting. But yes, it's very simple. So in conclusion, all you want to do with back of the napkin underwriting is take the number of units, multiply that by the market rents, multiply that by 12 so that you have it for the whole year, and then multiply that by the occupancy rate, and then you add 5% of other income, and then you subtract however much expenses that you think that this property is operating at. And once you have that number, then you have your NOI. And once you have your NOI, you're just going to divide your NOI by the market cap rate, which will give you your purchase price. And like I said before, switch the numbers around, come up with different scenarios. Worst case scenarios work best, and also come up with best case scenarios. That way you can have multiple scenarios with multiple different purchase prices. So in case one doesn't work out, it's like, okay, how about this one? Boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, all right, then you can determine if this deal is good or not. If it's good, then go deeper into underwriting and get the T12, the rent rolls, and all the financials. And then you can have a better picture of what this property is actually doing and how it's actually performing. And now we go to my favorite part of the podcast, We're just talking about the luxuries that real estate can buy us. So you guys already know I'm after my G-Wagon. I'm getting my G-Wagon. Ain't nothing stopping me. All black with the red leather seats. I'm manifesting it to the fullest. I also mentioned that I wanted freedom. But here's something else I want. And, you know, it's something very simple to me, you know? I want a Yamaha R1. That's right. I like motorcycles. I like to ride. I already have an R6. And, you know, I want an R1 too. I'm not getting rid of my R6, though. That's my baby. So y'all can forget about that. You know, I live and I think and I feel and I operate in a state of abundance. So, hey, some days I just might want to cruise. Some days I might want to open up that throttle and let it fly. But, hey, I deserve that because, you know, I'm going to work hard. So that's just another piece. But we're going to wrap this up today. And I want to leave you guys with another piece of advice. So when it comes to underwriting, just remember, if it doesn't make sense on the back of a napkin, then that deal is probably not worth doing at all. And with that being said, thank you, my LLs, for tuning in to another episode of the Lubari Real Estate Podcast. Y'all have a wonderful day and stay blessed. Mm-hmm.